Hello everybody, welcome to memovingtocanada.com. This is me, Ben. Today we're going to talk about finding a job here in Canada, and especially to those who are newcomers, just landed or probably about 3 months, 3 months old in Canada. You should have a job within that period because, you know, we need to pay the rent, house rent, and although there are no pay, there are no fees for the kids' school or the hospitalization, but we need to pay for the rent. And of course, if you're in Ontario, you're still not have an OHIP. OHIP is a hospitalization insurance, wherein if you are hospitalized here in Canada, you are already covered, but for the newcomers, you don't have that for the first 3 months of landing, and that's why you need to have money flowing into your bank account, and of course you have to pay for the apartment and some other expenses like communications and food. All right. So what you can do when you land or before you land here in Canada, you can go to all the online job application platforms like jobbank.gc.ca, the Indeed.com, excuse me, and you can also go to the LinkedIn.com. Many of you knows about LinkedIn, where you can network with your profile and network with other job applicants or companies. All right. So that's what you can do before you land here in Canada. The second thing you do is when you land in Canada, you have to send a lot of resumes. For me, when I was in Singapore, I sent around 300 resumes to each job websites, and you know, you have to throw mud on the wall and let's see, you wait what sticks on it, so you can. So you can choose the company that replies to you, and then if it still doesn't work, you have to go to the third option, which is you can go to the employment agencies, and agencies they can help you find a job here in Canada. And in every agency they have their own specialties, wherein some agency caters all the workers for the factory, and some are caters workers for the administration for businesses, and you have to choose between those agencies. For me, when we arrive here in Canada, we went to this agency that caters factory workers, and that's all we knew at that time. So we went there and filed out our resume. We even didn't give them the resume. We had just filled in all their forms, and all the details are there. And after a day, they called me and they told me to apply for a certain company that is an assembly company which assembles faucets. So I applied to that, and I had the interview after a day. That was about 3 days when I landed. And then the following Monday, that was when I started working. And it's good to have a job because at the rate of that was $11.25 per hour. So I grabbed the opportunity to have that job because I need cash flow to my bank, okay, to our financial pocket. So we need to have that. And The second use of that job is even if it's a survival job, you need to have a certificate wherein this employment certificate, you can use it for applying for the apartment, like getting an apartment. Because some apartments here in Toronto, they need an employment certificate where you can prove that you have an income of cash coming into your bank. If not, even if you have a lot of money inside your bank, they don't approve you, okay? They don't approve your application for an apartment. So be careful with that, and you have to apply for an employment, okay? The third thing is when you had a job, or maybe a survival job, maybe you can work in factories, Tim Hortons, McDonald's, or I don't know, there are so many survival jobs here, janitor, like cleaning jobs. You can just grab that opportunity, even it's so hard to get it. And if you really don't, if you don't want to have this kind of job, just wait for about maybe 2 months, 3 months, maybe 4 months, and you know, it's up to you. So if you really wanted to have your own the job that's connected with your own field, like my friend, he really didn't get any job for 3 months here, and then he landed on the job that he really wanted, which is the IT. So he waited for that, but you know, you have to have money to sustain yourself for 3 months, because it's difficult. Like us, we spend $300 a week for our food, and we have to pay for the rent of the house. You know, the house rent is $1,400 for two bedrooms. Oh, sorry, for a single bedroom, and then $1,600 for two bedrooms, $1,800 for three bedrooms, and well, that's for the northern Toronto, like North York. That's the rate as of today, as of this August 9, 2018. So you have to, you know, you have to do whatever you can to find a job. All right, guys. I hope you guys learn from this episode, and I hope you can share your thoughts about it through by sending me comments on my Apple iTunes podcast. Please please write comments there, or rate my blog, my podcast, so that I can continue my podcasting, my podcasting passion for you. All right, so I can share more experiences for you, so you can learn more. All right, thank you guys for listening, and I hope we can meet soon during our meetups. If you want to be a member of MeMovingToCanada.com, go to www.MeMovingToCanada.com/register. Okay, you can register there for free as of today. You can just register there for free, and I'm still thinking of monetizing it, so go there as long as it's free. All right. So now, if you want to go to find photos, videos, to look for you know, the live videos for in Canada, I do live videos from regularly. You can find it in Facebook page MM2C. Just type in or search in Facebook, MM2C, MM2C, all right? So, or maybe you can just type in Me Moving to Canada in the Facebook, and there, or hashtag Me Moving to Canada, or hashtag MM2C, and then you can, it can lead you to that Facebook page. And please like it, guys, and share it to others. And if you have some questions, leave some comments below that. All right. And also, you can leave some comments on the forums. Okay. Forums, memovingtocanada.com/forums. You can leave comments there if you have questions regarding this episode about finding a job here in Canada. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And see you soon in Toronto. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.